I'm so ready to be disappointed again.
You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box, okay?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah. Sit down. Be humble.
No brainer. No brainer.
Sit down.
No, no.
Be humble.
No,
God,
not over.
Sit down.
Did we do the right thing?
He's all good. This guy's saying this.
Sit down. Be humble.
Have some fun. And don't worry about winning. Let's just know what they do.
Hello and welcome into another episode, another season of the Bench Squad Podcast. We are back again. I, of course, am Robin Choi here with my co-host, Brian Jun.
Back at it again, baby.
We're back. It's been a couple years since we've had an episode, but we're back. We're fresh. We're well-rested and ready for an exciting season.
Yeah, dude, I'm so ready for this season.
We just had our draft this past weekend. It was an awesome draft. Everyone showed up at one point in the draft. Some of us had some problems with parking situation, even though we were recording remotely. We were drafting remotely, so life happens. But we got through the draft. It was an exciting draft. I think there were great teams that came out, and we asked everyone on our team to in our league to send their rankings on who their top teams were in our league, and we're gonna and Brian has consolidated those numbers and we'll be sharing them today.
Yeah, so I also have a couple of superlatives to give a little sneak peek of where teams were ranked. And obviously, this is just the league's rankings of each other, and we don't really know anything, so anything can happen. And actually, people have told me how they made their rankings, and their ranking requisites were kind of sus. So yeah, don't take the rankings too seriously, guys. It's just for fun. But so, to start off, the person with the most top three votes in the league. Robin, you want to give a wild guess?
All right, I'm gonna name my top three, which were Andy's team, Adam's team, and Paul's team, I believe.
Wow. Well, you know what? The league is pretty like-minded on your top three. I'll tell you that. So the person with the most number one votes was Andy.
Ooh.
With seven. So Chankoy. I don't know. Maybe he didn't get number one or
we'll
not,
see.
But who knows? He got a lot of those votes. And then the runner-up was Paul with six.
Ooh.
And they're both powerhouses of this league, so no surprise to see them up there. Let's go to the bottom three, the people with the most bottom three votes. All right, Robin, who? Give a guess.
Oh, we were briefly discussing this before we hit the record button. And I was giving Yunho some fire, so definitely I'm gonna see Yunho there. Runner up next to Yunho was Steve, who was a draft pick later than me at the 10. It's not Steve, it was Tim, the brother of Steve. He had my number 9, so I'm putting in those two names. It's not personal,
dude. I think you should go back to your other reading, and then you're killing it. Because the most bottom three votes went to, unfortunately, Yunho. He had a startling six people vote him in the bottom three.
Wow.
And then the next one was Steve with five bottom three votes.
Wow. That's 50, 60% of our league voting for you as the worst.
In the bottom. Yeah, it's kind of rough. And then, so another little sneak peek. Who had the middle or the most middle three votes? That's 4, 5, 6.
Ooh, I'm gonna put myself right there because I was reviewing my team and I thought at the end of the draft I was very happy. And when I looked at it again, I was like, maybe I shouldn't be as excited as I was after a couple of days of cooling down. So I don't know, maybe. There are some big names on my team, a couple new names. So I think I'm the wild card this season.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well, dude, you're killing it. You're killing it. All right. So three people were tied for the most middle three votes, which is pretty impressive. And that's everybody got five votes. So you want to give a guess on the other two? Just throw out some names.
All right. I did a little bit of rankings, and the and the two other teams that were pretty similar to mine, I'm gonna say your team, Fresh Prince of Hell-Air, and Cookie Monsters.
Cookie Monsters.
I think that's that, Joe.
Joe. All right. Well, yeah, you're one for two. Cookie Monsters was indeed so. Joe and Matthew, you Ooh. All had 5 votes in the middle 3 rankings. So that's pretty good.
I don't know how I feel being grouped with Joe, but I'll take it. At least we're not bottom half.
And you know, these numbers don't mean anything. You know, like maybe you got a lot of votes there, but the other ones are wild everywhere else. And so your ranking could be anywhere, right?
Yeah, we'll see where it's going to get offset.
You know, especially with like Steve, you know, he got the most or second most bottom 3 votes, right? But he put himself at number 1. So, you know, that that skews the rankings a bit, you know? So he might be higher than other. Okay, let's just jump right into it.
Let's go, all baby.
Right. Sorry, I know I was supposed to keep them confidential, but I had to give Steve a little bit of that. All right. So number 10 with an average ranking of 8.1. So he averaged 8.1 from all of the voters. Number 10 goes to, I'm trying to find his name on the his proper, oh, Team Park. You know, Team Park gets the elusive number 10 spot, the pancake spot. Average ranking of 8.1. You want to go through his team real quick?
Yes, let's do it. So he's got Ryan Tannehill as his quarterback, Saquon Barkley and Kareem Hunt as his top 2 running backs. Stephon Diggs, Robert Woods as the receivers, Darren Waller in the tight end spot, Cooper Kupp in the flex, the Rams defense, and Jason Sanders, the Miami kicker. Very interesting team here, would you say? Pretty heavily Rams favored with Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, and the defense.
And the defense. He's going to really be rooting for the Rams.
Yeah. I mean... even being number 10, I think overall team wise, he's got Stephon Diggs, which I think he's definitely a top 2-3 wide receiver. Saquon is as the first running back on his team is a little iffy with his injuries and if he's really going to be a top contender this year. But overall, I mean, we just did the draft and you know's good on those traits, so we'll see how his season goes.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I agree. His team does look solid. If Saquon stays healthy, I think that'll be big for, you know. I actually really like the Ryan Tannehill pick. He got him really late, and he's always been a solid quarterback, and he just got Julio Jones.
Yeah.
So that could be big. He could be a good quarterback. Yeah.
I think Tennessee offense, a lot of people are looking forward to how they're going to perform. I think they definitely could be an upper half team.
Yeah, but he's really rooting for the Rams. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Really rooting for
that. All right. So number 9 on the rankings with an average ranking from our voters at 7.2. Number 9 is Tim Kim. His team name is Tim Kim.
Yeah, clever bunch this year.
I know, right?
All right. So number 9.
Between team name quality and their ranking.
It makes sense. Like, if you're not putting the effort to have a creative name, are you putting the effort into your fantasy team?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I always said. All right, let's jump into Tim's team. We got Patrick Mahomes at the quarterback spot, Nick Chubb in the RB1, Raheem Mostert RB2, Antonio Brown and DJ Moore as the receivers, Travis Kelce at the tight end spot, Miles Gaskin as his flex, the Bills defense, and Jason Myers, the Seahawks kicker, as his kicker.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think this team, pretty solid. The receivers are a little iffy for me. DJ Moore, I'm very interested in, but he's got Robbie Anderson on the other side, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
And he, from what I understand, he just got paid. So DJ Moore is going to be the number 2. And then I think with Carolina, they still have the opportunity to have 2 great wide receivers. and then with Antonio Brown, he
fourth round pick.
Baby. Yeah,
fourth round pick.
He's. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, he is a top tier Hall of Famer, right? But is he still gonna be? It could it be a top 10 wide receiver this year? If he is, then and with DJ Moore's potential, I really like his receivers.
There's a lot going on here. I think he was working while he was drafting, and I think his draft is a little questionable for me. Mm. But you know, if I do like the Travis Kelce strat, I think getting that tight end in the second round really does help.
Mm-hmm.
But he needs a lot to go right with the Antonio Brown, DJ Moore, Myles Gaskin, like you were saying. Because, Myles Gaskin as your RB2 is a little bit worrying, I think. But who knows? It might pan out.
Yeah, and I'm just going to be honest. The bench doesn't look too solid as well. I think there are some players that might pop off mm-hmm. this year. But I think Tim has the opportunity to make some moves. You don't need Gronk on your roster if you got Travis Kelce. You got Mahomes. I understand having Baker Mayfield as a backup, but I think he can also maybe combine that in a trade, especially with Gronk, with the tight ends being pretty scarce this year. Make some moves, Tim.
Yeah. And, you know, he's pretty savvy during the season, and that's really what matters, right? Because throughout the whole season, your bench, for the most part, is just going to be cleared out, and you'll have entirely new players. So, they'll make a big difference when the moves he makes. So, the nice eight spot with an average ranking of 6.3, perhaps inflated by his own vote, is Team I'm Projected To News. And that is, of course, our wonderful Steve.
Mm. All right, on Steve's I'm Projected To News, we got Kyler Murray in the quarterback spot. Antonio Gibson, James Robinson at the running back, Devante Adams, Tyler Lockett in the receiver spot, Jonnu Smith in the tight end, Miles Sanders in the flex, and the Buccaneers defense, and Younghoe Koo, our boy, as the kicker. Solid team. Yeah, go for it.
I don't know, man.
We got the balance there, you know. We got Devante Adams, which, of course, like, we're not. See, Devante Adams was a tough one. I really wanted him, especially at the 9 spot on the second round. I considered it, but us being a standard league, I decided not against it. But with that, and then Antonio Gibson as his running back one, I think that was his first pick. I think Antonio Gibson is projected to do well this year, but will he, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, honestly, for a lot of his players, I kind of feel that way, you know, like Antonio Gibson, Miles Sanders, like Tyler Lockett is solid too, but I don't know, he was pretty inconsistent, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I don't know any of these players in the bottom half of his draft, you know?
Yeah.
It's questionable on my part, but, you know, who knows? Hey, his quarterback is, like, as tall as he is, right? So that's another.
Yeah, I mean, at least he has Trevor Lawrence as a backup in case there's true. Some hard-to-reach places.
Yes, exactly. He could reach the top shelf.
Yeah. All right, give me number, where are we at, 6?
We're at 6 now. Oh, no, we're at 7.
Oh, we're at 7.
With an average rank of 6.2, we have me, Team Me, Robin, and take it away.
That's are you me. Serious?
And teams rank 7, average vote 6.2. That's
so,
what I've got.
That's so bogey. Like, I like to take this time to use this platform to call out my league mates for being dumb. Why would you? I didn't even make it to number. All right, whatever.
it's not a whatever.
All right, I'll call out my mediocre team. At my quarterback, I have Matt Ryan.
Full disclosure, I had you at number 4. I had you top 4.
There
so,
we go.
You know, I see something in your team.
There's potential. We're all about potential. Yes. So at quarterback spot, I got Matt Ryan. Running back, Jonathan Taylor, Najee Harris, Amari Cooper, and Mike Evans as my wide receivers. Mark Andrews as the tight end. Daryl Henderson as at my flex and the Patriots defense. And Matt Gay, the Rams kicker, as my kicker. All right.
Yeah.
Tell me why you picked me at 4 and why you think others consolidated. I'm at 6.
That's a good question. I can't speak for the rest of the league. Well, actually, I know some of them had really sus ranking qualifications. So I'm not going to say who it was, but he said he did it by alphabetical order.
Hey, a list is a list. So,
you know, yeah, the rankings is a rankings. But for me, what I really liked was I think there's just solid players at each position. You know, I was bummed that you took Najee Harris just 2 spots before me. I was primed to take that, mm-hmm. but then obviously got snagged right before me. I think Amari Cooper and Mike Evans both have a shot at being like a top 10 wide receiver. And so the fact that you got both of them is nice. Obviously, yeah, I already talked about Najee, and I think JT is strong too. Yeah, and then, you know, you have Matt Ryan, who's solid for a good season, but you also have Justin Fields in case he eventually busts out. So I think that there's stuff to like on the team, yeah.
Yeah, I think overall, just like looking at my team again, I'm definitely, it feels well-rounded, but everyone is just around that, like, they could be a top performer, or they could honestly even bust some of these players this year. And so I think that's where I'm not super confident also putting myself anywhere higher than a 4 on the rankings, but and this, like, being lower makes sense because I think there it's a risk reward type situation for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really do think Najee Harris is gonna bust out this year though.
I have a good feeling about that. Fingers crossed.
I was very bummed. All right, let's jump up to number 6 with an average ranking of 5.6. We have Team Cookie Monsters, Joe Ha.
Cookie Monsters. Joe's got Justin Herbert in the quarterback spot, Dalvin Cook in the running back with Austin Eckler, DeAndre Hopkins and Chris Godwin as the wide receivers, Robert Tonyan, the tight end, Chris Carson in the flex spot, Steelers defense, and Greg Zuerlein, the Dallas kicker.
Mm-hmm.
I like Joe's team. At least his running backs, Dalvin Cook and Eckler, man, that is a deadly combo, I think. Two players who could both end up in the top 5, I think.
Mm-hmm. I did not have Joe very high. Full disclosure. And I think one of the main reasons was, you know, this is a, you know, the game, the season is 17 games long now, and he's got Dalvin Cook, Eckler, and Chris Carson. Those are his running backs. He doesn't really have a backup, and each one of them is known to, you know, they're going to miss games in a season. It's about when, not if, you know. And then I do like his wide receivers. Hopkins and Chris Godwin should be solid. But, yeah, I think I was a little worried about his running back group. It could be thinned out real quickly if he's unlucky. But overall, yeah, if you take it in a vacuum, yeah, he's got a solid team.
Yeah, no, I completely agree there. There is a lack of depth. Chris Carson, I'm not a big fan of. I just heard the Seattle roster came out, and they have 4 wide receivers rostered and 5 running backs, which to me, like, I don't want a piece of it. Get me out of there.
That's not a voter's conference.
Yeah, so maybe a little depth. We'll see how the season goes. Hopefully these players stay healthy for the sake of their health, but for the sake of Joe's season, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. All right, and now we're at the midway point. At number 5, with an average rank of 5.4, we have Team Fresh Prince of Hell Air. That's me, right smack dab in the middle. All right.
At Brian's team, we got Jalen Hurts at the quarterback position, Ezekiel Elliott, Clyde Edwards-Helaire at the running back, Terry McLaurin and C.D. Lamb in the receiver spot, Kyle Pitts, the tight end, Damian Harris in the running back spot, the Broncos defense, and Tyler Bass, in the Buffalo kicker.
For sure, dude.
Yo, I like the Ezekiel Elliott. I think he's going to be back and he's going to be strong. I think really excited to see the Cowboys, especially with CeeDee Lamb. I think there's a lot of hype around him. I think this is his second year. And with the everyone talking about the second year wide receivers popping off, I think DJ Metcalf did that in his second year. And with a quarterback like Dak, I'd love to see it. And Terry McLaurin as well on the Washington football team. I think you got two solid receivers. Clyde, I've heard hesitation around. So I think, what's the word? My expectations are being, yeah.
I just picked him because I needed a team name. And I like the team. He's the mascot.
Like I said, if you're not putting the effort into the name, if you're not putting the effort into your team.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I looked at my team afterwards and I'm like, wow, every single player is just so risky. I don't know why I went so much like upside. I went boom or bust, you know, and I'm a little worried now, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I think you're stacked on the wide receivers. So I understand they have a lot of upside. I think CeeDee Lamb, Chase Claypool, Mike Williams is iffy. And then you have Michael Thomas sitting in your IR, which I think you got real late in like the seventh round. Still out for 6 weeks, not sure what's going to be happening there. But if he comes back, your wide receiver core is... It could be the strongest in our league for sure.
Yeah, hopefully it all comes together. I don't know. It could also just be Michael Thomas doesn't want to play this year, but
that's the whisper in the woods.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, so now we're in the top four. At average rank 4.6, we have team, I don't know why it's a basketball player, but team Ron Artest, which is Matt.
Doesn't make sense, but it's a team name.
It is.
All right, we at the quarterback spot, we got Lamar Jackson, running backs Aaron Jones and David Montgomery, Tyreek Hill and Keenan Allen as the receivers, Logan Thomas at the tight end spot, Adam Thielen in the flex, the Washington football team defense, and Justin Tucker, the Baltimore kicker. Aaron Jones, I think we'll have a solid year. David Montgomery, it really depends. I think he has the potential to be a solid RB2. I think maybe the upside for RB1, but I'm not putting my hopes there. Tyreek Hill, I mean, you got that's golden. And Keenan Allen, I think will be fine. Thielen, I'm a little iffy on. I think he's getting a little older. And Minnesota.
Not Thielen, huh?
Yeah, not Thielen no more.
Yeah, I mean, I did my rankings based on how many players you stole from me that I wanted. And I remember, so I wanted Najee at 12, and then you took him. And then Matthew had 13, and he took Tyreek from me. And then I was scrambling, and I was like, for the team name, I'm picking Clyde Edwards. So he took Tyreek, and then I also wanted Lamar Jackson. I think he took him at a nice spot in, like, I think it was the fifth or sixth round. So,
yeah,
that's what I wanted. That was good.
Yeah, and he's got
he did it all while parking. He was trying to find parking, and he did it. That's impressive.
It really is. Also illegal. If we report him, maybe we can negotiate a trade. Matthew, hit me up.
That's true.
Yeah,
we could have leverage here.
Yeah.
All right, let's break into the top three then.
Let's go top three.
At number three, at an average rank of 4.6. He was missing from our league for a long time. This is his first season back.
Let's go.
It's team, let me find his team name, team Che Adam.
Yes, Mr. Che. We got Dak Prescott at the quarterback spot, Alvin Kamara and DeAndre Swift in the running back spot, DK Metcalf, Justin Jefferson as the wide receivers, TJ Hockenson as the tight end, T. Higgins in the flex spot, 49ers defense, and Brandon McManus, the Denver Broncos kicker.
For sure.
All right, Dak Prescott, great. Alvin Kamara, great. DK Metcalf, great. TJ Hockenson, I think, solid tight end.
Potential.
Yeah, that's true, because he hasn't really, really proved it. Yeah, but he could. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good team. I'm trying to look back at what I had ranked him at. Oh, number two. Yeah. With that bench too, Russell. He has Dak Prescott and Russell Wilson as his backup quarterback. Share, dude, share.
Yeah. Some people are rocking Jalen Hurts out here, you know?
Exactly. I picked up an old Matt Ryan.
Yeah, and I really liked A.J. Dillon on the bench, too. I was actually trying real hard to get him. I think he might play a bigger role than people think, but yeah, good team.
Yeah. Is he the number two on the Packers?
Yeah, they got rid of Jamal Williams, so it's just him and Aaron Jones now. Yeah, there's potential there.
Yeah, and Aaron Jones is has risk of injury, has his a history of injury as well. So I think, yeah, we'll see what happens there. Good spot to be in.
For sure. Yeah, solid team all around. Number two. All right. At number two, we have our average rank of 3.1. He hustles the league every single season. He's got a renowned team of analysts helping him from under the desk.
Yep.
It's Team Wu.
Team Wu and the organization has really pulled two together.
It really is an organizational effort now.
Right, right. It's not, you know, like we can have a franchise quarterback like Paul Wu, but if you don't have a great analyst, game manager, and Google Docs and spreadsheets, then where are you going?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Paul's team, we've got Josh Allen at the quarterback spot, Christian McCaffrey and Josh Jacobs are running backs, Calvin Ridley and A.J. Brown in the wide receiver spots, Noah Fant, the tight end, Mike Davis as the flex, the Ravens defense, and Harrison Butker, the Kansas City kicker. Every time I'm looking at these like top teams, the first thing I notice is great quarterback and great RB1. Like potential top three quarterback, potential top three RB1.
Yeah, this one also has potentially kicker one.
Oh, easily. With all those points scoring over there in Kansas City.
Yeah. And 10th round, that's a round after Younghoe Koo went. That's a steal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like sometimes you have a good kicker, and that's almost better than a flex or a tight end.
Honestly, like, if it gives you 10 points a week, like, for sure.
Yeah.
That's valuable.
Yeah. At least it'll, if I would call out anything, it would be the tight end spot, but I don't think that's of too much concern. Noah Fant's going to put in the work. It's not going to be anything crazy. I don't think a high ceiling is there, but it should be pretty consistent.
Yeah, I think the wide receivers look strong. The running backs, if Christian McCaffrey is anything like he was before, it should be good too. Mm. I mean, honestly, the number one pick is sort of a cheat code, I feel like. He's like a RB1 and wide receiver one and bundled up into one player.
Yeah, this is the one time where I'm the most happy that we're not a PPR or a half PPR is not having Christian McCaffrey, because that is a dangerous man even in a standard league.
For sure. All right, so that leaves the preseason champion right here. He won all the imaginary preseason games with an average ranking of 3. So everyone almost voted him in the top 3. That is the Catalina Wine Mixin, Team Choncoy.
It's the Catalina Wine Mixin. All right, let me just scroll down to this team. Andy's team, we've got Aaron Rodgers at the quarterback spot, running backs Derrick Henry and Joe Mixon, Allen Robinson and Julio Jones at the wide receiver spots, tight end George Kittle, Gus Edwards at the running back flex, Colts defense, and Matt Prater from the Arizona Cardinals as his kicker. Derrick Henry... don't need to talk about him. Joe Mixon, I'm excited for Cincinnati this year. I think their running backs, the backfield is going to be interesting. I don't know. Joe Mixon has always, like, I never really noticed him before. Maybe it was just, like, not playing against him in our league. But, like, he's always been solid, it feels. I tried to, and once I found out, I tried to unsuccessfully trade for him. I think the wide receivers here are interesting. Allen Robinson and Julio Jones are both, like, I would consider them wide receiver ones with the upside to be like top tier, but also the risk of being RB2s. Mm-hmm. Julio Jones, not sure how he's going to be used in Tennessee, but I think their offense, they actually have a running back. They do have more well-rounded offense where I think Julio could get more work than he did in Atlanta.
For sure. You know, this is consensus number one with 7 first three votes. So it's a very solid team. One worry, I think, is, yeah, the injuries. I think Joe Mixon is strong, but he struggles to stay on the field. Mm. Like George Kittle as well, you know.
Yeah.
And then Julio Jones. But if everyone is staying healthy, this team is, yeah, very strong and should put up a lot of points.
So. Yeah. Yeah, let's go. Fingers crossed for health, but yeah, we'll see. I think his bench is pretty solid too. I really like. I've been hearing good things about Gus and how he's going to.
Gus Edwards is big.
Right, and so having Gus at your flex with the upside of an RB1, maybe
it's
a good spot, and that's some insurance if any of his receiver running backs do get injured.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's a good call. Gus Edwards, the running back for the Baltimore Ravens, is always pretty solid. So I think, yeah, he's got a solid opportunity.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay, go.
That brings us to the top rankings of our fantasy draft results, with Andy being the number one. Congratulations for drafting well. But I think overall, it was interesting to see when I was making these rankings that I had so many teams that were like back to back, they're like right next to each other.
Yeah.
A lot of good players this year, a lot of good like potential players and players that might pop off. So I think it'll be, I can't predict it. I would guarantee our ranking is not going to stay this way. I think even in 3 weeks, we'll see a major change.
For sure, yeah. Preseason ranks mean nothing. We don't know anything about these players, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, sir. That brings us to our week one matchups, which will be starting this Thursday. We'll be going into week one. Really excited for this season. I think everyone's team has a lot of potential, and just the way every season before has gone, we never know and we can never tell. And so may your gut lead you correctly. May your heart not be too disappointed over the busts.
It will be.
It will be. We'll probably, we'll have to record these like a solid day after game day, so we can cool down, but we'll be here. Sure. Yeah, we'll plan to be here weekly. We'll plan to be entertaining and hopefully consolidate a little bit, so we're not running forever on this podcast. But thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us, and to all a good luck.
I'm so ready to be disappointed again.